This is Al Simpson. The Democrat puppets of big labor continue to try to do everything in their power to sink NAFTA. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. The big labor unions whine that there can never be free trade with Mexico because of wage disparities. Anyone for a history lesson? Ted, the primary reason the U.S. economy started to grow in the 19th century was when trade barriers between the states were dropped to the benefit of each state. And Ted, if you want to talk about wage gaps, we had a horrid thing called slavery back then, wages equal to zero. Ted, if the big labor argument made any sense, then why wouldn't the old Confederacy, Haiti, Brazil, and others be the economic leaders of the world? The North American Free Trade Agreement is not about exporting jobs. It's about freely exporting American products to 360 million consumers. Think of all the U.S. jobs we could create if we were to bottle and permanently export narrow-minded union protectionism.
Al, the verdict's still out on NAFTA. Ideally, a responsible trade agreement with Mexico can bring benefits to both countries and the entire hemisphere. When President Kennedy launched the Alliance for Progress in the 1960s, he began a new era of cooperation between the United States and Latin America. Then and now, an economically strong Mexico with prosperity for its people is in the best interest of the United States, too. But free trade should also be fair trade. Let's do NAFTA the right way, so it's beneficial to both countries, not the wrong way that hurts American workers and destroys American jobs. NAFTA should not be an incentive for U.S. plants to close down here and reopen in Mexico to take advantage of low wages and lax anti-pollution rules. That's why the Clinton administration is negotiating side agreements with Mexico on labor and environmental issues. If those agreements pass muster, Al, NAFTA will pass too. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.